Studies in the New Testament. Eulogized be our God. 1 Peter 1, verse 3 to 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. It's a word rarely used in our religious circles. It's a concept we try to avoid at our funerals and victory services, namely the eulogy. While we gratefully acknowledge the gospel fruits in every phase and stage of believers' lives, we are also careful not to glorify men, but rather the God and Savior who has loved us, redeemed, led, and preserved us unto eternal life. Yet in this great doxology, which is a prayer or a hymn of praise, Peter literally begins with the word, eulogized be, translated, blessed or praised be. Eulogy means good word of praise. And what follows is Peter's spirit-inspired tribute to God, the God of our salvation, encapsulating the past, present, and future of our lives and destinies in Christ. It provides rich comfort and hope in our sometimes weary and burdensome journey through this vale of tears. It has served as the highest eulogy at many Christian victory services. At the heart of everything we are and have and hope to be in Christ is the Father's abundant mercy. As repentant sinners, to this alone we flee. For as spiritual lawbreakers by nature and by life's reality, God's holiness exposes us, his justice condemns us, and his wrath threatens us. Only in the unending, unemptying, and unfailing reservoir of his mercy can we find forgiveness and blessing in Christ. Through the redemptive work and triumphant resurrection of his Son, four precious blessings flow from God's mercy into our hearts and lives. Number one, a new birth. Born of water and the Spirit, we by faith have been raised from darkness and death to new life and sonship in Christ. God be eulogized. That is, praised. Number two, a living hope. The Christian hope is alive and sure, and it springs eternal in the believing heart. And why? Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Every doubt which Satan and our hearts raise about our future has been dispelled by Christ's Easter victory. God be eulogized. Number three, a heavenly inheritance and reservation. Unlike vulnerable and fleeting earthly inheritances, your heavenly inheritance is perfectly and eternally precious and secure. Unlike earthly reservations and promises, your heavenly reservations are guaranteed and guarded by Christ himself. God be eulogized. Number four, a protected faith. To reach these heavenly goals, we need a heavenly protection plan for our faith, one that will not fail us. In our great need and in his great mercy, our Father will be with us and shield us until we are safely home. As Philippians 1:6 says, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. God be eulogized. With our risen Savior having gained, secured, and promised such blessings for us, lifting our hearts and voices in a lifelong and eternal eulogy to our living God for his great mercy is our most natural and wonderful and God-pleasing response. Soli Deo Gloria, to God alone the glory. This article is written by David Schierenbeck, a retired pastor and a member of the Board of Doctrine of the CLC. He now lives in St. Paul Park, Minnesota.